आह जिनकी मोतियों से अब चमचमा रही है। दिन रात प्रात संध्या मध्याह्न भी बनाया, हर ऋतु पलट पलट कर कर्तव्य ये दिखा रही है, कर्तव्य ये दिखा रही सत्ता तुम्हारी भगवन।
If you're in Ozone Park, don't be surprised if you hear sounds of sitars, tabas, and harmoniums. The Queens neighborhood, long a Southeast Asian enclave, is also the home of the East Indian Music Academy, a family-run school that is dedicated to the preservation and spread of Indian music and culture. Over the last 20 years, their students have gone on to become professional musicians, composers for theater. They've played in temples throughout the city and even played alongside singers like Shakira. The school was founded in the early 90s by the Ransomuj family, and we are joined now by three of its members, Rabideen and Bharati, and their son Avi, and I'm very pleased to welcome them to our show today. Hello.
Thank you very much for inviting us today.
Thanks. Now, we should point out that actually there's another wrinkle to this. You are not directly from India. You both come, the parents anyway. Avi, were you born here?
No, I was born originally from Trinidad and Tobago as well.
Okay, so yes. In your case, Rabideen, you're from Trinidad, Tobago.
Yes, I was born in Trinidad and Tobago.
And Bharati, you were born in Guyana.
I was born in Guyana, South America.
So are those places still maintaining pure Indian music traditions?
Yes, they do. And in fact, they're improving their standards as well, because India is sending tutors to those areas through the ICCR, Indian High Commission. And they're providing tutors there for them in Trinidad and Guyana.
What kind of music were you attracted to first? I imagine growing up in Trinidad, the local music might have also had an appeal.
Well, you see, my father was a very strict person. He was a pundit, a Hindu pundit, a priest. Mm-hmm. And he made sure no Western music had been played in the home. So we grew
took
up.
Took care of that.
Yes. So we grew up hearing bhajans, and my father was a Ramayan and Chautal singer. And so we grew up with that old traditions.
And from a very tender age of six, I started singing, which we call what we call bhajans, but is religious hymns. And that's what led me to continue singing and keeping music as my career.
You were called the Nightingale of Demerara.
Yes, you right. could say so.
Now, Indian singing is very, in many ways, as I understand it, the attempt is to be sound as close to an instrument as possible, and also for the instruments to sound as close to a voice as possible.
Yes, because Indian music is based on melody and not harmony. So any instruments that is accompanying the artist supports the artist with the melody and not the harmony.
Yeah. Bharati, how does your approach to teaching compare with the way you were taught? Was training in Guyana a little more rigid than it is in Ozone Park?
It was rigid, but that really helped me to keep my morals and ethical values intact to the point where I can actually help to steer young minds of today to be able to lead a well-balanced life with the music as well as
as
the moral education.
So people who come to learn how to play an instrument or sing Indian music also have to be prepared to get lessons in morality?
Well, because we have a very disciplined environment. It's very loving, it's very nurturing, but we expect them to be of a certain standard to be able to be with us to learn.
Yeah,
Avi, I can't imagine that you could have done anything but become a musician coming out of this family.
Yeah, I had great role models.
Did you become a tabla player simply because they needed a drummer as well?
No. I originally started to learn how to sing with my dad, and then my passion really grew when I started playing tabla.
Aren't the rhythm patterns of tabla taught verbally?
Yes, and as of lately, there's also some notation involved, but yes, traditionally it's all verbally passed on from a teacher to student.
A tabla teacher says, I can't do the thing, but it's ratatatata.
Right.
And you should understand when you hear that just what your fingers will be doing.
Absolutely.
Rabideen, where did the idea for an academy specializing in Indian music come from?
You see, I was brought to this country by the R.S. Birchall Center. They sponsored me to teach Indian music in their center itself. And from there, they allowed me to operate my own school. So I started giving voluntary service to PS100. There, the principal, Mr. Pavon, encouraged me to give voluntary service. And he was the one who actually said, I will call it East Indian music.
Mm. Well, you're in an area that has become increasingly East Indian by way of the Caribbean.
Caribbean,
as opposed to Jackson Heights, which is people from India.
Is
there a different sensibility?
The culture is the same, always the same. Very similar culture. We have something called bhojan, bhajan, bhasha, or vish. Bhojan means the food we eat is the same. The way we pray is the same. The language, the only difference is language. They speak Hindi, we speak English.
Now, when you opened up, what kinds of students were attracted? Were they mostly Indians, or were they mostly Westerners who were inspired by the Beatles or by Philip Glass?
Well, we started with a very humble beginning with one or two students, and they were basically
West
Indian students.
Living in the United States, in the New York City area.
But did you find that a lot of non-Indians wanted to learn to play Indian music?
Gradually, we had quite a few other nationals coming in. We have people of African descent. We have people of Italian descent coming in. And they appreciate the music.
Well, doesn't Indian music have a different scale than Western music? It's not 12 notes. But it seems to be quite adaptable to Western music. Jazz musicians, rock musicians, the work of composers like Philip Glass, Steve Reich, Lamont Young, they're all influenced by Indian music.
Yes,
you know. Are they using the same scale, the pentatonic scale?
As you mentioned, scale. I just recently finished my PhD in a comparative study of Western music and Indian music with special reference to vocal music. And in that thesis, I showed where so many scales from Western culture and Indian culture are the same. The only difference is that we use microtones, a lot of microtones in our scales that makes Indian music a little different from Western music.
You also use drone.
Drone, yes.
Tanpura.
The drone is really important. Does there's usually somebody sitting with what looks like a small sitar, just strumming, and that's giving a tonal bass?
Right, that actually sets the scale. And it is that bass or that drone is set to the raga, and it gives the bass in which the composer or the singer can sing freely now without a harmonium or any other accompaniment.
But you do also use a harmonium as a drone instrument, don't you? Even though it's a
It can
Western
be used.
Instrument?
It can be used, but most time we use it as an accompaniment.
Now, is the harmonium the only Western instrument that gets used in Indian music? Well, some people play violin.
Yes, I was not going to tell you, the violin has been adapted also to Indian music.
Can you briefly describe some of the instruments that are taught at the school?
Yeah, I mean,
have we mentioned most of them?
I mean, you have sitar, tabla, you know, violin, sarangi, you know, sarod as well.
Sarod, that's like a sitar.
Yes,
like a sitar, but the only difference is like a violin, there's no fret.
Yeah, there's no fret.
So you have to feel where the note is.
So that would be harder.
Oh, it's much more difficult. And
absolutely,
make sure you got nails, otherwise that song wouldn't come properly.
Right.
If somebody has already plays guitar well, would that help if they come to your school?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, that foundation is a great support.
Any music background. Once you have a music background, it's easy to patch up and go.
In India, as I understand it, none of you have had this experience, but in India, if you want to learn an instrument, you give yourself to a master, and then after about 5 years, he may let you tune his sitar, and then after another 5 years, he might let you play a couple of drone notes during a performance. It takes a long time. And then Western musicians went to India to study with people like Ravi Shankar, and they wanted to immediately start playing on a very sophisticated level.
Right.
Do we rush it too much?
You see, what happened in India, the system in India, we call it the student-disciple relationships. While in the Western world here, we have to be very careful. When children or students come to you, they want to feel a sense of achievement. So the teacher has to teach them something very small or little, so that when they feel that sense of achievement, they want to move forward. If we continue to be the system that is in India, we'll have students coming for 1 week, and after that, they're gone.
Yeah.
So we have to be proactive and be very...
And try different means and strategies to keep them interested.
Avi, how much improvisation is allowed in this music?
Oh, that's more than 90%. of the work.
For the drummer as well?
Oh, absolutely. We have a small bass to work with, and then after years of training, we can obviously improvise over time.
Is it improvisation that's similar to the way a jazz musician might approach it?
Yeah, I mean, there are some similarities. I mean, in Indian rhythm, we have the tal system, and once we play within that, whether it's a 16-beat cycle or 8 whatnot, there's room to, you know, improvise within that the cycles.
In India, the most popular music is the Bollywood movie music. Mm-hmm. Classical music suffered as a result?
I don't think so. In my days, when I was studying in India in 1984, there was very little, or not too many schools. But today, there are so many schools now in India teaching classical music, much more than in my days, in those days.
So do you think it's partly because people like Ravi Shankar made it so popular around the world that Indians felt a certain national pride?
Yeah. I mean, they
rediscovered their music?
Yes. Yeah. He's one of the major contributors, I would think.
And there are many other untold
stories.
Well,
there's Ali Akbar Khan. There were a whole bunch of people.
Vilayat Khan, many, many great musicians. Yeah.
Is there a religious connection? I think of it as a Hindu music, and yet there are a lot of Muslims who also play this music.
Well, actually, the music itself, the theory of the music has nothing to do with religion. But the khyal, or the lyrics, most of the lyrics of it, is basically coming from Indian tradition.
And has been originated from the Sam Vedas as well.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to me from what you've been saying that the stress here is on a very pure approach. But Avi, you have been more than willing to break out, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've had some interesting collaborations recently.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very honored to have maintained the tradition and also be able to continue the tradition with other genres of music. So whether it's Western classical music, working with the orchestra, or, you know, working with jazz and so forth. So recently, I had some concerts, playing with like sarangi and sitar and Indian music, and then of course in theater. With the public theater, I've been affiliated, you know, for the last 8-9 years there, bringing Indian music into Western theater. So it's been really exciting.
And Western musicians, kind of understand what you're about?
Yeah, when we start playing music, I mean, that's the beauty. Music is a universal language, you know, and we really, that's where we meet.
Do you find that most children in your community are interested in their cultural traditions?
Very much so. EIMA, East Indian Music Academy, has actually a tradition of excellence. And we have been recognized as a leading institution in the East Indian culture, authentic East Indian culture, as a result of which many parents would like to associate themselves with such an institution. So they send their children, and we have had wonderful results.
It's just kind of like sending a kid to learn how to play piano, only in this case, it's another tradition.
Yes.
Right.
But you began the academy in your basement, right?
Yes.
Where are you now? You couldn't have had 7,000 students in and out of your basement.
Well, we started in the basement, after which we moved up to a second floor, and then we bought a building, and we started operating there. And we have really created a wonderful environment, an environment that is filled with all that is required for good learning in a very nurturing way. So we have really grown. We are presently at 126-10, 111th Avenue, South Ozone Park. And it's like the best thing one can experience if you go. If you are to enter the building, as soon as you enter, you will feel some kind of a transformation, because we created the most loving, nurturing, and pleasant environment possible.
But be prepared to have to sit on the floor if you want to play this music.
Yes, right. to learn to play the harmonium and sing. My husband, Raviji, has always encouraged that.
But we do have some students who cannot bend their feet. We allow them to sit on the stage. You are still on stage, yes, so they can sit properly.
Mr. Lopet, I mean, I must say, it's an American dream story. I mean, it's just another example of that, you know, starting from nothing and then creating.
And our students can be found in almost every temple in the New York tri-state area.
Yeah,
and
everywhere.
For that matter, all over the country. Our students have graduated, have become great professionals, have maintained the music that they have been taught. They become teachers. They've opened up their own schools as well.
Yeah.
Not only in New York City, but in other parts of the world.
Thank you all so much, Bharati Ramsamuj, Dr. Rabideen Ramsamuj. You have a different last name?
No, it's still Ramsamuj, Avirod Sharma Ramsamuj. That's my entire name, but Avirod Sharma is my artist name.
And Thank you all so much for being on our show.
Thank you, Mr.
Well,
Wilson.
We
listen to a
little
more of your music.
Very privileged and honored.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
चुना है तुमको दीवाने दिल ने इसे न तड़पाओ जवान मौसम गुजर न जाए गरीब आ जाओ